listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello, this is Errol C. It's October the 24th. Well, it's been a couple days now since the events in Ottawa. And let's have a listen to what Alex Jones had to say about this. This is from his October 23rd broadcast.
AlexJonesPodcast.com.
He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Nazi blitzkrieg above France and then, of course, England.
Hold on a sec. The very first word he says is Nazi. Okay, here we go.
Killed hundreds of thousands of people, raining bombs down on major cities, particularly the Blitz. And you did not see one thousandth of the panic that we saw in the West yesterday and today, when a reported Islamicist convert with connections, at least as a fellow traveler and admirer of ISIS, that means Al-Qaeda's new comic book name.
Okay, I agree with that. The panic in the media was crazy. I listened to the radio yesterday, and it was nothing but this talk about Islamic extremism and ISIS and shooter, and they know everything about the guy already. It's kind of like reminds me of the Adam Lanza narrative from Sandy Hook, because they're talking a lot about shooter who's dead, building up his story, and plus his mother. However, the mother is alive in this case. Okay, let's continue.
Attacked the parliament, shooting one of the honor guard, ceremonial honor guard that was there at the war memorial, and then himself being shot by the sergeant at arms. Of course, it was someone with a gun that was able to stop the bad guy with a gun. Good guys with guns stopping bad guys with guns. 2 + 2 = 4.
Okay, so Alex Jones is promoting the gun carry narrative that he supports guns and ownership, which is fine. And then he gives his Orwellian bit there. Okay.
But to see the panic for hours after, the parliament piling chairs up on doors and just men with their submachine guns shaking in fear, like they had just battled a Tyrannosaurus Rex, shows the mind control and the fear that they've instilled, not just in the general public, but government itself.
That's true. They're putting a mind control on us, trauma-based mind control, however you say it.
This does not radiate confidence worldwide for the West, I will assure you. It's over the top. And again, it's very sad for the gentleman that was shot and killed. But we had to hear how there was a second gunman for hours as they locked down much of the city of Ottawa.
As far as we know, the man was killed.
It's just another signpost on the road to insanity. Corporal Nathan Cirillo of Hamilton identified a soldier gunned down in Ottawa attack. This coward reportedly just walked right up to him and shot him multiple times in the chest, and then went and mindlessly sprayed some bullets into the parliament, and then was shot and killed before he could kill more people. And it's because of these radical Islamicists being funded by the West that I have predicted will start mass shootings. Not hard to predict that.
So I think Alex Jones is saying here that the gunner was real, and that he was part of some MK Ultra brainwashing program. So that it's, in Alex Jones' words, it's real. But it's the government's behind it all.
Like predicting tornadoes will come sometimes in the spring. Or that you'll get hurricanes in the fall in the Atlantic Ocean. Or you'll get typhoons in the Pacific. You go out and you fund and you rock star these groups. And you give them all this attention. You let them operate on Twitter and Facebook. all InfoWars is censored, you're going to have this go on. And they don't care if people cross the border and come and do this. I have predicted they're going to shoot down airplanes in Europe, Canada, or the U.S., or all three. We've talked about the 15,000 missing heat-seeking missiles that our government basically gave to Al-Qaeda. They changed the name to ISIS. It's a big deal. Now, I'm going to cover that, but I'm just going to stop right here, and I'm going to tell everybody something that we're working on right now that is so big.
I don't know what that is. Let's hear a little bit more.
That I don't even feel worthy as a news organization, myself individually. I don't feel like, it's just bizarre. Like, why me? Why do we always get the information? Why are we given such dangerous information? Why don't other people get what's going on? When I say I don't feel up to it, I don't know how to announce the information I have on air.
Oh, the suspense. The suspense.
I'm going to try to think about it during the break. And I have a tendency when I've got things this horrible, but this important to report, to not cover it. You notice I just went into the shooting up in Ottawa because psychologically, even though it's a tragedy, it's more comforting to me because it's something I know. I mean, it's terrible. It's the opposite of comforting, but compared to the news I have, it is comforting. We're going to try to cover it when we come back.
Wow, that was cool. Thanks, Alex. This is Errol C., and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio.
On the other hand, it does have you wondering, okay, what are you doing to help the situation by, okay, what can I do? What can I do? Call 911? No, I'm going to pull up my phone and, okay, pull up my photo app and then snap, snap, snap. Maybe take a video, upload it. Oh, great. This has been a great day for me. And this isn't the first time we've heard of things like this happening. I'm looking back to earlier in this week and there was an accident, a bus rollover on Highway 401.
$5.
Between the Bruins and the Habs.
Peter, 71-year-old resident of Pennsylvania. He's charged with careless driving. They charged four people who took photos of the crash as they drove past it. They've been charged with...
You know, in terms of an actual name, I think priority number one, absolutely priority number one, is you've got to come to a reasonable conclusion about whether or not you have a chance to sign Melky Cabrera.
On TMZ, they are reporting that the TV show Honey Boo Boo. Do you watch that? Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. It's on TLC. Honey Boo Boo is a phenomenon in the States and here in Canada. A lot of people watch the show. It is a ratings juggernaut for the network TLC, and they make a lot of money from that show.
Our behavior. Some people critique this. Oh, this is because, you know, half.
Here's some CBC coverage, a little bit more coverage of the event.
That's a load of rubbish. It's exactly the other way around. These guys are hostile to the very essence of Western democracy, the very fundamental institutions that make Western democracy and Western freedom possible. That's what they are opposed to. That's what they believe violence should be used to attack, and that's what they do. And so this is, you know, you're right that it is, it's a terrible sort of wake-up call in a way for Canada, but it's not new. This hostility has always been out there. The present Canadian government understands the battle line and has been standing shoulder to shoulder with Israel, shoulder to shoulder with the United States in addressing this global Islamic radical threat. Islamic threat.
Well, you know, that may be the case, but there are many, even in the Jewish community, probably even more than we anticipate, who will say this was a lunatic, this was a person who was crazy, and he didn't, you know, it's one lone wolf, one lone person, and it's not part of any big conspiracy, which...
There may be, but even a lone wolf kind of guy is impacted by something. What makes him decide to attack Parliament as opposed to attacking the local pharmacy, right? What is it that brings people to see that as the symbol of their hostility, of their anger, of their need to whatever they need to do, right? And that's the point. There is an ideological dimension that joins all these dots, and those who want to ignore that are doing so at the peril of the societies in which they live.
The point is, how do you stop this? I mean, while this is going on, a three-month-old baby was murdered by a terrorist in Israel. Yep. Okay? A Hamas leader's daughter was treated in an Israeli hospital. Israel, okay, is supplying Egyptians with natural gas. That I understand. But where does it say that we have to be so moral so that we will treat Hamas' leader daughter when, in fact, they want to kill all Israel? It just, I mean...
It is troubling, Zelda, and it's sort of mind-boggling in a way. But ultimately, you ask, what is the answer? How do we address this? So we address this with a two-pronged, two-dimensional response. One is to counter the assault and to address those who are looking to attack and to fend them off and to try and cut them down and to minimize to the absolute minimum their capacity and their desire to attack and to cause damage. That's one dimension. But if that's all we do, then we end up just being fighters. And we act much more than that. We have societies that we want to build. We have values that we want to perpetuate. We have good deeds that we want to make the world.
That could go on and on and on and on. So basically, they're tying the whole thing into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict again. It's all connected. All these things are connected somehow. Anyway, enough of that guy.
Summer.
And that was Shonen Knife on Fakeologist Radio. Let's see if we can get some more Alex Jones comments. I'm going to try to check his podcast. Hold on.
To our next guest here, ladies and gentlemen, because I ended up pushing him back today, but obviously he understands in news that happens. Dan Dix, Press for Truth. I think it's .ca. This says com. But great website, great investigative journalist, done a lot of investigative journalist work for us. And he's got the headline, What Happened in Ottawa, up on his site. We should post that article and that video. Dan, you're there in front of the parliament where the shooting happened yesterday. You would have thought that Godzilla descended, destroying the city. I know one man died, and also the reported shooter died. We know that the Royal Mounted Police got caught a few years ago nearby attacking themselves, dressed up as anarchists. They had to later admit that indeed that was a false flag. But this doesn't look like a false flag to me because it was so inept. He could only kill one person. He got killed by the sergeant in arms quickly. But who knows? Nowadays, stuff's so fake. You live up there, Dan Dix. So there's the parliament right behind you. I see a lot of press there. What do you think happened?
Well, regardless of what happened, one thing I do know is that this is going to completely change the political landscape here in Canada. Simply because of the way that people are reacting to this. Now, whether or not this was a false flag or if this was a organic kind of rogue lash out is still remains to be seen. But the bottom line is we do have to be careful as Canadians about how we respond to such a thing. I'm finding I've interviewed a lot of people today, and the general consensus is that everybody seems to be okay with the increase in a police state around here, so long as it keeps people safe. So the media is already touting this as being an act of terrorism. There are newspapers all over the world saying terror has arrived here in Canada. Meanwhile, we don't even have all the facts in on this guy yet. But unfortunately, the damage is done with headlines like that. It conditions the minds of the masses and the Canadian people to believe that there is a terrorist threat. And meanwhile, we don't even know if this is true yet or not.
Expanding on that, sometimes they have drills where they get somebody and then claim they're a Muslim convert and set them up like 7-7. We know that was a false flag. That's even come out. And
I just want to jump in here. I totally agree with that guy. We don't even have all the facts in yet, really. We're given a narrative. We don't know if it's true or not.
They had retired intelligence officers from England on about it. So we know they do this. And the Royal Mounted Police got caught. We wrote an article about it yesterday. They were all wearing the same boots, attacking police as a pretext to then attack the anti-WTO people and others. So we know this stuff goes on, but it could be some crazy, you know, person. But I agree with you. The response, give up your rights, you'll be safe. I mean, that they were barricading stuff hours after he was dead. Just the panicking, the checkpoints, the guy strutting around behind you right now, kind of keeping an eye on you because you look so dangerous. I mean, how about they stop just letting all these people fly in unfettered? See, that's my issue. If you're going to have open immigration, do it. But then don't take everybody's rights acting like internally you can set up checkpoints randomly when the main borders are open. It's clearly a power grab. Look at our government funding ISIS. I wonder how the Syrians like 300,000 people getting murdered the last 4 years by Western-backed jihadis that this guy, they claim, was connected to. I mean, what's going to happen when ISIS does come over here and blow up schools or attack police stations? I'm not giving my rights up, you know, because they use Stinger missiles to blow planes out of the sky that our government gave them, Dan.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, they've been conditioning us to be afraid and to accept these draconian measures. I put together a video called Conditioning Canadians on the War on Terror. And if people want to see that, it's available at pressfortruth.ca. And in it, we extensively document over the last 6 or 7 years all the various amounts of conditioning and setups that CSIS, the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service, and the CMP have been involved in, when sometimes it may just be coercing an informant, kind of setting up these guys up and incubating them and allowing some sort of attack to happen once they have become radicalized through the intelligence communities. So we documented that extensively, and how over the last 6 years, there's been heavy conditioning here in Canada to basically, as soon as something happens here, the first thing everybody thinks is terrorists. It must be terrorists. And they've been setting this up for quite some time now, trying to link these guys with the Islamic State, ISIS. As you may know, Stephen Harper recently sent a whole fleet of F-18 fighter
jets. That's right, and ISIS said they would then attack Canada. Remember that?
Yeah, exactly. So now, as you said, is this a case of retaliation? Is this a rogue nut? Is this an all-out false flag, which it very well could be as well? Remains to be to be seen. But again, we simply just can't rush into bombing other countries and removing all the rights of the Canadian people here because of this tragic incident.
So, well, I mean, in the old days, there's a couple people got shot. They found out to be responsible and bring them to justice. Everybody wouldn't roll around in total fear. They used to send one Texas Ranger to take on like 100 people, and they'd say, why they only send one? Well, that's because all we need, to get into this mode of just guys with machine guns everywhere running around hysterical like a beehive when only two people got killed. It just looks like total drama queen behavior and looks pretty cowardly to me. And again, I'm just saying, compared to the way people used to act anywhere, this is not how you project strength, is the barricading, the freaking out, the hyperventilating. It looked like the Ayatollah Khomeini walked by earlier. Who were those folks? Did you see those guys look like Iranians?
Yeah, a number of people are still here. If you want, I can walk you up, walk you through here and give you a bit of a look at what the scene really is like here. I mean, there is a lot of media around right now doing interviews. This is pretty much the front of the gate. This is the memorial that is just being set up for the fallen soldiers. So people have been coming here all day today, paying their respects, and a lot of media, a lot of other kind of.
Okay, hold on a sec. A memorial to the fallen soldier. They're probably going to build a memorial or have some kind of plaque for this one day.
The groups here. Those guys, though, I'm not sure. They just walked up, but as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to try to interview some of those guys. So,
it is a tragedy for the soldier. He's just sitting there on honor guard. Somebody walks up and shoots him repeatedly. And I've just seen a lot of witnesses that say they saw it. It looked pretty credible. It could be a false flag, or like you said, he could be, you know, it's that FBI tactic. Even the New York Times reported on, out of 100 bombing plots in the U.S., turned out 97, I think, were, you know, hatched by the FBI. If you read the report, this is a very dangerous precedent. And so I just don't think we can trust what we're being told.
Well, you know, Alex, it's come out that the soldier was armed with the gun, but it turns out the gun is not loaded, and they never are. And of course, this is going to bring up Of course it is. What's the point of having a soldier on guard if he is not not armed? And of course, we don't know yet what kind of a weapon or all we know is this is a long gun that was used.
Yeah, there is no way. It looks like a 243 or a 3030 or something. But continuing here, imagine being on guard duty at a parliament and you don't have a loaded gun. It's a major target.
Yeah,
I totally agree. That's ridiculous.
This is just ridiculous.
And thank you, Alex.
Why government has all this police state and they can't protect the parliament? I mean, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, apparently this guy walks up to the soldier and he shoots him. He then manages to make his way a great deal. I can show you. Here is the monument, and Parliament building is all the way over there. And
it's like 300 yards. I've been there. It's about 300 yards.
Yeah. I mean, it is. Yeah. And he managed to go from there into the Parliament building where there are security checks to get by. There are metal detectors. There are, security guards you got to get by. He managed to get.
Why was it the sergeant of arms that shot him? I mean, that the sergeant in arms out of probably 100 security people would be the person to shoot him.
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the security isn't allowed to have guns?
I do know that none of the footage inside of there actually has any clips of this guy. They can't seem to find them, any video of
that. That sounds suspicious. Dan Dick, stay there. We're going to do some overdrive to talk to Jeff. Frank is a physician, and Ben, this is a very important transmission today. Stay with us.
Also, I was watching some news footage yesterday, and it looked like CGI. They had footage of the shooter running into the main walkway. It's like a long concrete walkway in the front lawn. There's a fountain. You go by a fountain, and you go several hundred meters to get to the entrance of the Parliament building.
Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver or Survival Shield Super Nascent Iodine X2. We have, and the DNA Force has nutraceutical level IOPQQ. And again, your partner, Index of PressForTruth.ca or .tv, is our guest. A lot of his films are on his site. I'm going to go into some overdrive and talk to Frank, who's in California, a physician, Jeff, a firefighter, and an EnviroTech specialist. Appreciate you guys holding. But in a few minutes we've got left, Dan, I want to invite you on the nightly news there, if they can take some of that with you for later tonight so you can expand on the amazing reporting you're doing. But in a few minutes we've got left, other points you'd like to make from the scene of the battle for Ottawa, as it's being called, greater than the Nazi blitz on London. Everyone rolling around on the ground in fear, begging for Big Brother to watch everything they do to keep them safe from ISIS that the Canadian government's been part of arming.
Well, Alex, I would just beg people not to fear their governments, not to fear this Islamic State, and to realize that this is indeed about getting us into going along with some of these plans that they have for Canadians. So I just want to encourage Canadians to remember that we just can't simply just jump all over this and listen to what the mainstream media is reporting, because they're doing a very shoddy job, I must say. That's why we just decided to come down here and get on the grounds and try to get to the bottom of what's going on. If this does indeed turn out to be a false flag, if we find out this guy was on SSRI drugs or he was involved in the military, all these things will come out. But remember, they're already calling it terrorism. Do not be afraid of terrorism here in Canada. And if it does, always remember, folks, that suspect number one is definitely the state.
Because that's who stands to gain in the power grab and who's been caught doing it over and over again. And I love how they were aiming guns at reporters yesterday and saying, don't report. And there's a security guard or cop keeps walking around giving you the eye. I mean, because you're just so suspicious, Dan.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're sometimes perhaps considered the enemy in these types of environments. So I'll have to be careful out here, Alex.
Now, is the Parliament is a beautiful neo-Gothic construction built, I guess, about 100 years ago. Yeah. I spent hours looking at it when I was there a few years ago.
Video. I remember you and I walked around just discussing all the occult symbolism on that building. I have videos of that on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/weavingspider. And it's back in 2006 now, quite some time ago. But you and
Dan,
I,
Dan, we got to have you back on the nightly news. Yeah, it's just so occultic. They meant they do weird rituals in there. I was going to ask, are you able to get near the building?
Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. We'll come back in overdrive.
Okay, let's see if there is any overdrive. Hold on.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment. I want to thank Frank, a physician, for holding for 30 minutes. Then we'll go to Jeff, who's been holding for an hour, a firefighter. Frank, your take on the Ebola situation. Medical doctors telling us.
Okay, so they're going into a different topic now. So we're just regurgitating some audio from the Alex Jones InfoWars broadcast from October the 23rd. And I found it interesting. I agreed with quite a bit of it, actually. It's suspicious. The media is coming to conclusions very quickly and running with this narrative, domestic terrorism, and I'm suspicious of the character who's now deceased because you can't question him anymore, and they build the narrative on the dead shooter, just like Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook. And so we just have to see how things develop. So that was an interesting take from Alex Jones. And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio with Errol C.
Hi, everybody. This is Farce Value, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.